perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Thanks for letting me drive, Harriet. When do I get to do it again?
How about the 12th of never?
I'll pencil you in.
So are you and Larry going with us on the company camping trip?
Oh, I am, but cousin Larry don't do well out of doors. I know my cousin Larry like the back of my head. There's no way, no how, cousin Larry is going camping.
Alky, we're going camping.
Bad call. Listen. I don't understand. You said you hate camping.
I do. But Jennifer loves it. She thinks it's romantic. This is my chance to get Jennifer away for a romantic weekend.
Wait a minute, cousin. I'm getting a deja voodoo. The last time you tried to get Jennifer away for a romantic weekend was the time you took us skiing, which resulted in our being trapped in an avalanche.
Jennifer has forgotten all about that.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Really? Well, that's interesting. I would have thought it would be hard to forget being buried alive.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Are you ready to go to lunch?
Jennifer, I have a wonderful surprise for you. How would you like to go camping?
I'd love it. Oh, you mean with you?
The memory lingers on.
You know, I still hyperventilate every time I pass a ski shop.
Well, you got to be equipped with a paper bag. Slip it over your head and do some deep breathing. Get it all up here. You know,
like this, right?
Hey, hey, people. Hey. Doesn't forgive and forget mean anything?
No.
This trip will be different. It's totally organized. We'll be with a big group.
I don't know. You, the woods... So much could go wrong.
You're right. You're right. You are absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. And I wouldn't even go camping with just me. That's why Balky is going to be the camping leader.
I am?
Didn't I tell you that?
No.
Where's my head? Oh, it's a good thing I'm not in charge.
I'm going to be the leader?
Yes.
Oh, you never let me lead before.
Well, you weren't ready before.
No?
No, now you are.
Yes?
Yes. Balky is a master of the wilderness. Why, he was practically born outdoors.
I was born outdoors.
Well, there you are. Can I pick a leader or what?
Well, I guess if Balky is going to lead,
you'll
then
go? Great. Balky, you want to lead us to lunch?
Well, this is fun. Let's see. How would you like to go to Bosco's House of Liver and Waffles?
Liver and waffles?
Well, if you don't mind the drive-thru, there's always eels on wheels.
Larry, why don't you lead this one?
Yeah. Well, there's always Jack's Escargot with the little snares and tails. Cousin, Marianne said that she would be coming with us. What is all this?
Balky, this is what we need to go camping. Here's your state-of-the-art all-season tent. Your self-contained, self-igniting propane stove. Your double-mantled high-intensity camping lantern with optional bug light.
Cousin, you're bringing beer?
Bug light. Bug light.
But cousin, I thought the idea of camping was just man and nature with nothing in between.
Don't you think I know that? And hey, if it were just you and me, I'd bring nothing but my trusty hunting knife. But we're bringing women.
Well, listen, on Meepos, when we bring women, it's easier. They do all the heavy lifting.
And would Jennifer and Marianne were like that hardy breed? But they're not. Roughing it does not make American women feel romantic. Comfort does.
Well, I want them to feel comfortable, but good golly, Miss Molly, do we really need all this?
Well, I have already whittled it down to the bare essentials. I'm still undecided about the portable shower.
What this?
Take your shoes off, step into this baby, give it a try. This is a top-of-the-line, all-weather, waterproof sleeping bag. And when nestled on a Nature Sleep super soft air mattress, it provides comfort and warmth. Huh. Two of the ingredients necessary for a romantic camping trip. In fact, the man at the store said that in the event of an emergency, two people could fit in this bag.
Well, I think he sold you a bill of rights. There's no way you can get two people in here.
Sure you can.
No, I don't think so. Oh. What are you doing?
I'll show you.
Well, cousin, can I just save you some time? There's no way two people are going to fit in this bag.
Well, let me save you some time. Two people will fit in here, no problem.
All right, cool. You know, there's other things we could be doing. This is eating up my day, you know. I...
There. Are you satisfied?
Well, I'll be snookered. Two people can fit in here.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to take turns breathing.
And if it gets really cold, you just put on the hood.
My, it's cozy in here.
Of course it is. Balky, the goose down in this bag...
Oh! Oh!
What? What?
There's a goose down in this bag?
Balky, you're hysterical. Balky, stop it! Just stop it! Stop it! All right, but stop it! Stop it!
Feathers! Goose feathers. The goose feathers in the lining of this bag will protect us down to a temperature of 60 below.
Of course, and I'm sorry. As a child, I had a very traumatic experience with a goose.
I'll bet you did.
Would you like to get that, or shall I?
The zipper is stuck.
Too bad you didn't get the sleeping bag with the phone in it.
All right, okay, all right. Hopping, hopping. Hopping. All right, here, hopping.
Hopping. Hopping.
Hopping.
Hopping. Hopping.
All right. You talk, I'll listen.
Hello? Hello?
Balky.
Hello? Hello?
Balky.
Hello? Hello?
Balky.
Hello? Hello?
Balky!
What is it?
They hung up.
Oh.
We've got to get out of this thing.
No kidding.
Who is it?
It's Jennifer.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Over here. Over here. All right. All right. All right. Hopping. 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 Hopping.
Hopping.
Hop. 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 Hop.
Hi. Hi. I was just wondering when we were... is this a bad time?
Oh, no. We were just testing this sleeping bag. What do you think, Balky? Pass the stress test?
Yeah, couple more hours and we should know for sure.
Jennifer, have any gear you need tested?
No, I was just wondering what time we were leaving in the morning.
I'm going to get up at 5:30 to get in the shower. You're going to dry your hair just let it air dry.
I'll eat lighter, don't want to have too much heat.
Want an omelet for breakfast with feta cheese?
Out the door by 6 o'clock.
Bagel, something that...
6:15?
Fine. Balky is still our camping leader, right?
Oh, sure. You never said through a thing.
Yes. Lead on. Lead on.
Well, I was just checking.
Bye-bye. You don't think she noticed anything wrong, do you?
No. I think she probably sees two men wearing a sleeping bag each and every day.
Small setback. But this is still going to be the greatest camping trip ever.
Cousin, wake up and smell the propane. We're trapped and we haven't even left the apartment yet.
Table. Now I'd like to take this opportunity to point out that the tip for the group leader is not included in the price of the trip.
Are you gonna wear that all weekend? I'm starting to get a migraine.
If there are any hunters in the woods, I want to make sure they see me.
See you? Hang a couple of lights on your butt and airplanes will land on your back.
Why do you always do that to me? Why do you undermine my self-confidence?
Oh, Mary Ann, isn't this wonderful?
This is great. I haven't camped out since... Well, I guess I've never camped out.
Now, remember, campers, this is not a zoo. Do not pet or feed the animals. This is their home. Try to respect them.
Mary, come on.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Larry, are you sure you don't want any help with that?
Oh, no, I'm fine. If I can't carry twice my body weight in camping gear, I don't deserve to go camping. Now can I have your attention? All Chronicle campers, please go down the path to the corral where you'll be given a mule to take you to the campsite. And remember, those mules can bite.
Aren't you guys coming?
Oh, you go ahead. We'll catch up. Balky, we need to talk. Did you see the girls' faces?
when the man mentioned mules?
No, Coulson, I was being a good listener.
Well, I did. They were not happy campers.
Well, Coulson, how else are we going to get to the campsite?
Oh, look! Rafts! Well, Balky, this is perfect. The campsite is right on the river. We'll rent a raft. The river will take us slowly to the campsite. What could be more romantic?
Shearing a sheep with the woman you love? But that's not the point. The point is, as leader, I veto the rafts and I go for the mules.
Balky, I didn't want to bring this up before, because you were doing so well as leader, but technically, your leadership doesn't begin until we get to the campsite.
You never mentioned that.
Well, I didn't think it was necessary. It's implied in the term, camping leader. Camping leader. When we get to the campsite, the camping leader, that's you, will be in charge of the camping. But it is my responsibility to get us there.
Wow. I had no idea there was such a subtle division of leadership.
Well, now you do. Follow me. Hi.
Hi.
We'd like to rent a raft large enough for four.
Okay. That's $30 a day for the raft. Are you guys going to need a guide?
Yes. No. Excuse us.
Certainly.
What are you doing?
Well, Coulson, I thought it might be nice to take a guide.
Balky, we don't need a guide to take us down the river. Pay attention. The river only goes one way. It's a one-way river.
Well, Coulson, I think it's a tad more complicated than that.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
do
I
you?
Do.
Oh, do you? All right, well, Balky, let me ask you a question. How many rivers have you been on? How many rivers have you been on in a rubber raft in America?
None.
None, as in zero, as in no rivers have you been on in a rubber raft in America?
That is correct.
Well, I have, and I say we don't need a guide. Pay attention. Balky! Look, we sit in the raft with Jennifer and Marianne. The river slowly takes us to the campsite. We glide up. We get out.
I take charge.
Yeah, sure. The point is, everyone will have fun, because we'll be rolling.
Rolling?
Rolling.
Rolling?
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river?
Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep. Worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on turning. I think we all have to agree that this is absolutely the best time we have ever had out of doors.
Oh, look, a deer.
Oh.
It looks just like Bambi.
Oh.
Oh, Larry, it's absolutely beautiful out here.
It is, isn't it? Ah, nature. I love it. It's good to get back to the simple life. Now, I have three kinds of cheesecake. Almond, chocolate chip, and Grand Marnier.
Coulson, there's an important decision to be made.
You're absolutely right, Balky. Almond, chocolate chip, or Grand Marnier?
The river has a fork in the road. Which way should we go?
The map says we go left.
Well, that may be what the map says, but I'm telling you, Mother Nature is whispering in my ear that we should go right.
Isn't that cute? Mother Nature's whispering in his ear. Well, maybe Mother Nature hasn't looked at the map. Now, almond, chocolate chip, or Grand Marnier?
Cousin, I think we have a problem.
No kidding. We're out of champagne. I knew I should have brought more.
No, cousin, I think the river is getting angry at us.
No big deal. Let's just paddle.
Larry, are we going a lot faster than we were before?
Well, maybe a couple of knots. Speed is hard to judge when you're on the water.
Danger, on the other hand, is rather easy to judge.
Don't panic! We can do this! People go down rivers every day! How hard can it be?
Scorpion, this is not the long ride that caught very far.
No. Just a little white water. I think we're okay.